or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction, 90 days same as cash, now valid in Vermont.
Hi, this is Andy Bennis. Westminster Christian Academy offers some of the finest innovative programs in academics, arts, and athletics. Both my family and Mike Matheny's chose to send our children to Westminster.
Well, my wife and I felt it was very important as we were deciding what school to send our kids to find a place and an environment where they'd be surrounded not just by values, but by Christian values, and we found that at Westminster.
Call 314-997-2900 or visit wcastl.org.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Happy holidays from K-Bova Realty. Big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find Kay at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Saved the whole year through, but I can't buy a gift good enough for you.
Mama.
Though money buys everything that's true.
Mama.
Oh, but who's gonna sell me another you?
Oh, that's so beautiful. Who's gonna sell me another you? Who is this?
Lloyd Price.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
One of the worst Christmas songs I've ever heard.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
Dan, I forwarded you the email from Robin about the skillet, so you can watch for that. And I got an email from Linda, and she reminded me of somebody who used to call this show fairly regularly, who did one of the most dead-on impressions I've ever heard. Now, Frank Caliendo did a George Bush that I'm telling you, if you got a call and they said, hang on, it's the White House, please hold for the president, when he was president, if Frank Caliendo got on that phone as George Bush, you would not know. Do you know who I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, Jeff, the guy that did
Jeff Drake, Ronald Reagan.
Yes. Yeah,
it was amazing.
Absolutely dead-on Reagan.
Yep.
And Jeff, if you're out there, I know that out of respect, when Reagan passed away, he stopped doing Ronald Reagan. I don't think anybody would care if he did Ronald Reagan calling from heaven. It's not disrespectful in any way. In fact, I just the other night heard somebody do on a show, well, a Ronald Reagan impression. But I'm telling you, he was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. So thank you, Linda, for remembering. She even remembered his name was Jeff.
Wow.
I emailed her back real quick, and I said, boy, you got a good memory. It was Jeff Drake. Joe Hipperson will be in 15, 20 minutes or so, talk about CDs, DVDs. In the meantime, you can call. We'd love to hear from you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Tonight on CBS... is the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Now, I am 100% heterosexual, but I don't watch that thing, and I won't watch it, and I'll tell you why. Those women don't look real to me, and they all look like they're on their deathbed. They don't smile. When did the fashion industry decide to tell every model, look like you want to kill somebody? Look stern and mean and angry when you walk down the runway. Do not crack even the slightest smile. Don't look pleasant, and don't weigh over 80 pounds. They don't do it for me. And the stupid wings and stuff, I won't be watching. But here is an interesting thing. And for as much as I don't particularly care for this entertainer, her handlers, her agent, her manager, these people all deserve every dollar they get, because I've never known of a performer to pop up everywhere the way she does. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is on the Pop Awards, the Country Awards, the Awards, the This Awards, that Awards, the Emmys, the Grammys, and now she's in the Victoria's Secret Show And she's as far from being sexy to me as you can get. Taylor Swift, I've said before, is probably the nicest girl. I don't get her music, and I don't get her look. That I need to eat a cheeseburger, deer in the headlights. It's not. She's not attractive to me.
No.
But boy, do her people know how to get her plugged in to everything. So that's tonight at 9 o'clock. Christmas. Oh, and there's also tonight Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Ooh, I'm there for that.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. I'll be at that one. And then we have another, and I don't know why, country award show, the American Country Awards tonight.
I saw that.
What the heck? Didn't we just have an award show with
country?
Co-hosted by Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood, I think?
Yeah, there's like, you've got the CMAs, then you've got something else. There's like three or four country music awards.
Too many of all these awards. All right, light these phones up, folks, because we've run out of stuff. Our show is over. Our part of the show is over, finished, we're done, we have nothing else. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Paul's on the phone. Hello, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I have, yesterday, on the tech show, you were talking about some Bluetooth wireless earbuds that you didn't know if there were any out there.
I didn't know if anybody made a good quality set of, Bluetooth earbuds.
There actually are, but they're $150, so they're not anything cheap.
Yeah, but you know what? A good set of high-quality regular earbuds like Klipsch or any of the big brands are a couple of $100.
Yeah. These are they're called Blue Buds, and you can find them on Amazon for $150, and they're really good. And actually, they do have batteries in them, and they last quite a while.
And that was my big question, was if you're on a trip, can you get 3 or 4 hours out of them?
I believe at least that, and especially with the Bluetooth technology now with the Bluetooth low energy, so they will last quite a while with your phone.
Do you have a pair?
I do not, but okay. I've seen plenty of reviews on. Obviously, if you're looking for reviews, go to YouTube, and there's some on there, and
they're called
really good pair.
They're called Blue Jays.
Yeah, Blue Jay.
All right.
No.
I appreciate it. Anything else?
No, that'd be it.
All right, Paul.
Have Merry Christmas. Huh?
Thank you. Of course. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before I get to the next call, Dan will know what I'm about to say. Peon might not relate to it as much. Dan, you remember when the headphones in the radio business that were considered to be, if you're really a pro, those big costs.
Oh, those costs, those
10 pounds.
Yes.
You couldn't hold your head up. They were so heavy.
Oh, they were horrible.
Monster headphones. And what's amazing is there was a time, it's like speakers. If people had a home stereo, the bigger the speakers, I mean, from the floor, tower speakers, big old monster bookshelf speakers, if you wanted sound, you had to have you equated size of the speakers to sound, big old woofers, and then all of a sudden we get these Bose cubes and a subwoofer. Crap, you can't even, the cubes are so small they're the size of a doorknob, and then headphones go from those big break your neck to these earbuds. I've put on some of these earbuds. I'm not kidding. The sound was like movie theater sound.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know, but yeah, those old headphones. Oh, man.
I still got a pair in a closet somewhere, those big old costs, and one side had a thing you screwed off if you wanted to put a microphone in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Cost. That was it. If you had cost, if you showed up at the station and took out your own cost headphones, everybody went, okay, this guy's a pro.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a professional broadcaster. Susan is up. Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
I've never been better. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to tell you that I think you're showing your age.
Oh, of course I am.
The Victoria's Secrets.
No, it's not about age. It's about preference in what kind of women I like to look at.
Well, the Victoria's Secret models do smile on their runway walks.
Okay.
It's one of the very few that you'll see where they do actually smile and have a good time.
Do they still look like they're starving in some starvation camp?
Not as much as some of them, because they all have, they weigh 80 pounds, but it's all in their chesticle area.
Yeah.
Chesticle. Nice.
nothing wrong
right,
about
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll give it a shot. Maybe I need to take another look at this.
I think you might want to.
Look, I have a certain look that I like in a woman, and it's not that anorexic stick thing. I'd much rather be with a woman who was a little hefty than somebody whose bones are rattling every time they walk. I don't like that look.
Then I'm right up your alley.
Well, I'll bet you are.
Yeah.
I'll bet you are. Susan, maybe I'll give it a look tonight. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thanks for listening. How old are you, Susan?
She's gone.
Wait, yeah, there she is.
Susan? Still there? No, we lost her.
I bet, you know what?
I bet she's my favorite age. I'm serious. If somebody said you want your woman to be 20 pounds overweight or 20 underweight, I'll take over.
Yeah, I like some of those
stuff to play with.
Clothing lines they have for, I don't know, plus size, I think is what they call it. But they have some runway models that do that stuff. And, yeah, hey. I'd much rather look at some curves there,
and I've seen those chicks, and for them to call them heavy, I look at them. I go, "You got to be? Are you kidding me? She's a 12 or something in dress size. Wow, I don't know when we started going for this starved to death look." Flo, hello, Flo.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm perfect today. How are you?
You sound perfect. What can we do for you?
I have a suggestion for Dan, and he's looking for pans.
Well, he's looking for a little cast iron skillet.
Right. I was in the restaurant business for 42 years, and he might try Ford Hotel Supply in St. Louis.
Yes, that's a huge supplier.
Ford Hotel.
Either Sessions on Lee May Ferry, and it's close to the Merrimack River.
That's a great suggestion.
Okay. So he might be able to find him there.
When you were in the business, did you ever at a meeting run into Dan when he was assistant manager for Sambo's?
No, I wasn't with that concern.
Okay, well, too bad. I wish you had some stories you could tell us. Flo, how old are you, Flo?
78.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you, Flo.
Thank you. Have a happy holiday.
You too. You know why she sounded younger? Because she doesn't listen to that other station.
That's right.
Yep.
You listen to that other thing. It'll age you, man.
Oh, man, if you're a 60-year-old and you listen to that other station, you'll sound like you're 90.
Well, if you're 60 and you listen, you don't have much longer to live.
No.
Probably. Mike is up. Hello, Mike.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Mike. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
You know, the other thing that I hate about those models is the way that they walk. Like they're trying to stomp something.
Yes. Nobody walks like that.
I mean, it's just one foot in front of the other so they get the maximum swing. Thrust their foot down and stomp on the ground or something.
You know, it's ridiculous. You ever see the old footage of the Nazis and Hitler, the way they used to march? It's almost like that. It's stupid. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, that's all I needed to tell you.
All right, appreciate it, Mike. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Anybody watch 60 Minutes this past weekend?
I did.
I did not.
Did you see Gordon Lightfoot?
Oh.
No.
Oh, wait, was that CBS Sunday Morning?
Yeah, it must have been.
CBS Sunday Morning.
I didn't watch that yet.
They did a feature on If You Could Read My Mind. Love, that guy. You know, Gordon Lightfoot had a bunch of hits in the 60s, whatever. You ever see something where they say, coming up, we caught up with Gordon Lightfoot, and you go, all right, I haven't heard anything about Gordon Lightfoot. And then when you see him, you're stunned. Where some stars and performers age well, he's 70, I think they said 75. He looks every bit of 95.
Wow.
Holy cow, did this guy not age well. Gordon Lightfoot, which I always thought was an Indian name. Doesn't it sound Indian?
Yes, yeah, it does.
Gordon Lightfoot. He's Canadian. So if anybody recorded it and watched it, CBS Sunday Morning, one of the greatest TV shows on TV, great segment on Gordon Lightfoot, a guy whose name I have not heard for years, and as soon as I saw the segment, I thought, now there's a guy that I would have thought, is he dead or what? Nothing. He's still out there, does about 70 gigs a year, and almost died, I think, in 2005. He was in a coma for 6 days. They never did say why. They just said, near death, 6 day coma, and I don't know if that's what sucked the life out of him or what, but he literally looks like a guy who, if he picked up a pencil, his arm would break. Mm. He's that fragile, and I made up a word, skeletonic. That's the way he looked to me. All right, a couple of other things I just wanted to Well, we'll talk about this One Direction for a second. I watched Saturday Night Live, and I was able to watch it all in about 20 minutes because some of the segments were so horrible because of Paul Rudd. It didn't take me long to get through it. But then I get to One Direction, and they sent Paul Rudd out into a crowd of screaming teenagers, and it was a bit, but it was also, you know, when they go out and they go, so who's your favorite? Whether it's the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
I like Nick. He's so cute. It's always the same response. He's the cute one. Paul McCartney was always the cute one of the Beatles. So I don't know one of these guys from another, but there's one guy in One Direction. And I've said this before about men's hair. I haven't had hair for a long time, but when I had hair as a kid, I spent a lot of time parting it. You wanted to get that cowlick to lay down. You didn't want to look like you just got out of bed. Now, getting out of bed hair looks too good. You got to mess it up more.
You spend an hour in your hair making it look like
look like you haven't touched it for a year.
I know what you're talking about. That kid looks like he stuck his finger in a socket.
He looks like he stood behind a 747 and dried his hair while his finger was in a light socket. It's the goofiest hairdo I've ever seen. But what's amazing to me about these little teenage girls is, it doesn't make any difference what these boy band singers look like. They can be ugly. They can have beard, no beard, goofy hair, no hair, shaved heads. They just lose their minds for these guys because they're in a boy band.
Yeah, sometimes the girls pick, I like the ugly one. He's kind of, alone. And
yeah, Ringo.
That's why
Ringo,
they like him. Yeah.
Ringo was the ugly Beatle, and a lot of girls, it was like sympathy love or something. And then they all have this, they're holding these signs up. And the same thing you've seen for years, will you marry me? With the Jonas Brothers, it was Nick, will you marry me? Or whatever their names are.
Joe.
Jonas. Oh, that's another thing. People Magazine. Who's the one that is kind of broken away as like the rebel now? Is it Joe Jonas?
I think it is Joe.
Yeah. He reveals in an interview.
He's the one that dated Miley Cyrus, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And he kind of reveals that a lot of that virginity stuff and we're pure and is pretty much was some BS because he talks about, you know, he had some chicks. It wasn't really what we weren't getting what we thought we were getting. They weren't quite
so pure.
Yeah. At least not all of them were.
Yeah.
And not that that's a surprise. How could you be? How could you maintain that when you got these gals throwing themselves at you? And it's not just little teenage girls either. Sometimes I think mom jumps in there and goes, they come to our house for a mother-daughter thing.
Well, that's why we
don't think there's not some of that going on.
We have to go out the back door here because we have that every night when we leave.
Well, Dan, that's not something I like to talk about.
No,
it makes me uncomfortable, and by talking about it, it's just going to make it even worse because now you've let people know we go out the back door. So now what do you think is going to happen? Now there's going to be more people at the back door.
Okay.
Now we're going to call. He gets some extra security now. Dan's kind of made things a little...
But when we look out and see all those people lined out in the mall here, it's crazy.
Well, you learn to deal with it. That's what we've had to do. Joe Hipperson's on the way in. I have some new updated information for you from Amini's. Now, I've told you that Amini's... All right, let's talk about your house for the holidays. I say Christmas, but whatever. Is Hanukkah still on, by the way?
No.
Is that out? Okay. Whatever it is you celebrate, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever. I got two things they've dropped the prices on that if you have, you know, I want to say kids or grandkids, but both of these items aren't necessarily at all for kids. I know lots of adults that love both of these things. One is a really nice foosball table. Dan, aren't you the one that likes foosball?
I like foosball. I think Peon likes it more than I do.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Normally $999. Now, again, remember, Amini's doesn't sell any junk. I'm sure you can find a foosball table somewhere for $150. A couple of good wrist flips, and the thing's going to break, and the shaft's going to snap. And these have been priced for as long as I've seen them at Amini's for $999. Let's take $200 off of that, $799, with built-in cup holders in the foosball table. The other is a ping-pong table, a really nice ping-pong table. Normally, $699. They've shaved $200 off of that, $499. So if you are a household where you've decided this year, maybe every year, you like to get a gift for the whole family, for the house, And it's not just going to be something you're going to play with a few times and never touch it again. These are things that, like pool tables, well, ping pong and foosball, you're talking years and years and years. And if you break it out every time you play as to what this is really costing you, it's probably one of the best values you can get for your house. Pinball machine, pool table, or in this case, ping pong table and foosball. Now, I've said this before about ping pong. Not just anybody can walk up, pick up a paddle, and play ping pong. It's tough. Foosball, I think, is a little, let's put it this way, it's not as easy to make a fool of yourself at a foosball with a foosball table as it is a ping pong table. You can look pretty out of place with a ping pong table, but if you play, or if you want to play, this is your table. The great, and an air hockey table.
Oh, I love air hockey.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I like the sound of it.
Yeah, we played it over the weekend down in Branson. Angela and I did.
And you know what? What a simple, basic idea. Whoever thought of it? It's literally a little hovering disc. It's just like floating on a cushion of air. What a great idea. $699, which tells you this is a real air hockey table. On sale at Amini's for $499, and it's a 7-foot air hockey table. Not one of these little miniature. This is a real deal air hockey table. So there you go. Three more reasons to go into Amini's in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. What a fantastic store. Take the whole family. It's fun, but beyond the fun, there's some things that are going to change the look of your house. Area rugs, lighting, the Jaffe lighting selection upstairs. It's Amini's. Nobody comes close in terms of a store like this. Under the Copper Dome, A-M-I-N-I-S, or aminis.com.
See how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the sunshine really affecting westbound drivers. We'll start with westbound 40. You're jamming up now from Vandeventer out through McCausland, and then you're slow again, Ballas through Mason, and from the Spirit Overpass, or it's actually midway between Long Road and the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. On southbound 55, it's running heavy now from Arsenal down through Gasconade. We're a little bit slow right around Bayless and Rivas. Also, southbound 270, finding heaviest traffic between Highway 44 and Tucson Ferry. On westbound 70, a little bit slow as you go past the airport. Eastbound 270, jamming up McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Robitussin. Control your cough with Robitussin, the number one pharmacist-recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Don't suffer the coughiquences. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Taking the show on the road. We're going to be live from Mercy Hospital, but we'll still have our visit with Don Lemon, the CNN anchor who continues to find his way into the headlines. Also, Jeff Eidelson is the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame. What cap will Tony La Russa wear when he goes into the hall? Cardinals or A's? We'll start that conversation at 10 a.m.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-590-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down. Because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. That's 855-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans we may pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Hey!
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
It's St. Louis's favorite holiday tradition, the St. Louis Symphony's Holiday Celebration. Powell Hall is transformed to a magical holiday destination, complete with a visit from the North Pole's most famous resident. Join the orchestra and holiday festival choirs for your favorite holiday songs, including Joy to the World, Sleigh Ride, and more. See why thousands of St. Louis families have made this concert their annual holiday tradition. December 20th through the 22nd at Powell Hall. Tickets on sale now at stlsymphony.org.
Happy holidays, St. Louis. This is John Londoff Jr. My gift to you this holiday season is my guarantee you'll get the best price on your new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet and have fun doing it. Check out these savings. Sonic's just $13.9, Malibu's only $17.9, and up to $10,000 off Silverados. Are you kidding me? Visit us at I-270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit or 24/7 at Londoff.com. Happy holidays again, St. Louis. From my family to yours. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
The premier home improvement company in St. Louis is America West. Over 2,000 satisfied homeowners have made America West a proud member of Angie's List. During this cold season, let America West install insulated vinyl siding or energy-saving thermal windows in your home. America West also refinishes kitchen cabinets, saving you thousands over the cost of replacing your cabinets. Visit Kitchen Cab STL today to get deep discounts on cabinet refinishing. Call 636-576-1776 or go to KitchenCabSTL.
Looking for that special Christmas gift? Stop by Ackman Lumber Company and view the huge selection of big green eggs and accessories. Great for tailgating and Mizzou games. Heckman's is your one-stop full-service lumber yard and decking center. Family-owned since 1945 and located at 3030 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles and at 390 Eastwood Street in Troy. Visit their website at HackmanSTL.com. And happy holidays from Hackman Lumber Company.
The smartest way to do your homework is Hackman Lumber.
Tigers. Unlimited Play is a St. Louis success story. 10 years ago, Natalie Blakemore had a vision to help kids with disabilities. She looked around and noticed that playgrounds weren't accessible to all kids, including her son, Zachary. So she started Unlimited Play, which builds playgrounds for children with disabilities as well as veterans. Four playgrounds have been built, and they're set to break ground in Wisconsin, Texas, Illinois, and throughout Missouri. Unlimited Play, making dreams come true. And they'd like to salute Coach Pinkel and Mizzou for their dream season. Go Tigers!
What can you find at Parktown Audi? Award-winning vehicles like the Audi A6, ranked number one of all the luxury cars sold in America. The luxury compact Audi A5 is also number one in this category. The Q7 picked up the award in the luxury category, and the Audi A7 finished at number three, ahead of Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, or Cadillac. Award-winning vehicles at an exemplary dealer. Family-owned Parktown Audi, now in their 40th year at Woodlawn in Manchester in Kirkwood. Discover the Parktown difference.
Home is where the heart is, a place where you're comfortable and secure. At Del Mar Gardens Home Care, they provide the finest professional and supportive services in the comfort of your home. Their home care nurses, therapists, aides, and companions will help you regain your health, maintain your independence, and assist in daily routines. Maintaining good health and independence in the home setting, that's the Del Mar Gardens Home Care commitment. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 636-733-7330. 636-733-7330. 733-7330.
At Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale through Wednesday, save 50 to 60% off great gifts. Plus, get $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hit the B square.
Don't hit the B square. If she blew her nose, she would not sound that way. I know
What?
Wait,
you're on the air.
What?
Yeah.
My mic's on?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry. It is time to find out what's been released today in the world of music and DVDs. Joe Hipperson's going to tell us. He's not in the studio. I don't know where he is. Doesn't matter. The info is there, and that's what you're here for. Brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. If you've never been in one of these stores and you think, I have a vacuum cleaner. No. You don't get it. It's so much more than that, even though those are fabulous vacuum cleaners. Check them out. Oreck. Ladies and gentlemen, from somewhere on the phone, Joe Hipperson.
Yes.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. For whatever reason, every other word like that, so we'll try to clean that up a little bit.
Understood. Is it better if I speak slower?
No. Let's try some phone technique, like when you go to the eye doctor and they go, is this better? Is this better? Is this better? Is this better? Try one and then try something else. It just sounds like maybe you've got the phone up somewhere weird.
Too close?
Well, maybe it's not really... All right, here. I'll tell you what.
That's good, right there.
What, right here?
Right there. This? Perfect.
All right, I'm standing outside and freezing, but it's perfect because I'm with you, Frank, and I can never feel cold when I'm with you.
Did you say I'm standing outside with a freezing butt?
No, yeah, and freezing butt.
Oh, okay. What do you got, Joe?
All right. Out in the music world today, R. Kelly has dropped a brand new album called Black Panties. That's going to be perfect for any young girl at Christmas, I guess. Neil Young, Live at the Cellar Door, is available today. The 45th anniversary edition of Velvet Goldmine's White Light, White Heat is available, and a special remastered edition. And get excited.
Hang on a minute. There's a group called what? Velvet what?
Velvet Goldmine.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Lou Reed. Oh, yeah, Lou Reed. Velvet Goldmine.
I've heard of Lou Reed. He died. He just died.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the group's name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Velvet Goldmine. Without Velvet Goldmine, we would never have found out who Lou Reed really was.
Well, see, I didn't know that.
All right, Bone Thugs and Harmony have got Art of War World War III available today on CD. That might be your thing. Out on the DVD, Fast and Furious 6 is finally out. Unfortunately, right now they've halted production on Part 7 due to Paul Walker no longer being alive. So this might be the last Fast and Furious movie we get for a little while. Let's see. Oh, a twofer, right? A double pack. You got the original Muppet movie and the Great Muppet Caper available in a two-pack Blu-ray today. Futurama Volume 8 dropped, a TV show that nobody watches and nobody cares about. Teen Wolf Season 3 Volume 1.
Well, that's
is out on DVD.
I didn't even know it was a show.
Yeah, they did it. It's like an MTV production. It's really halfway done. It's ludicrous and ridiculous. They're just trying to camp. Yeah, they're cashing in on all the people that loved Taylor Lautner taking his shirt off every 5 seconds in the Twilight movies. So Teen Wolf sucks, and it's available on DVD today, the TV show, not the cult classic with Michael J. Fox. The Game Season 6, the complete series collection of the Gene Autry Show, is available today.
Whoa.
Mary Poppins is a movie called Saving Mr. Banks, which is going to drop in theaters this month. So to get people excited about that, wouldn't it be convenient if it just happened to be the 50th anniversary of Mary Poppins? And the Blu-ray 50th anniversary edition of Mary Poppins is out and available today for you to buy. Did anybody really get into the movie Despicable Me?
I never saw it.
No.
That's the one where Steve Carell voices the bad guy. Kids loved it because those little weird yellow things with the giant, huge ball eyes, they were called their minions or something. Despicable Me 2 should have just gone straight to DVD, but they put it out in theaters, made a bunch of money. Now your kids are going to beg you to get it at the Red Box because it is available today. Now, I'm a huge Doctor Who fan, and I am stoked because today you can buy The Day of the Doctor, the 50th anniversary episode of Doctor Who, which was just on TV. It was broadcast in like 95 different countries all at the same exact time.
This is going to make me, I know, sound really out of it. I know that was a PBS thing, correct? But I never saw Doctor Who. Never.
No, me neither.
I've never seen one Doctor Who.
Never have either.
If I was able to, I don't know, create one episode on one DVD and I handed it to you, would you watch it?
Well, sure I would.
All right, I will make that happen because I used to watch it with my dad every Sunday on PBS.
Is it an actual story? Is it a story, or is the guy just like a lab scientist, the Mr. Wizard kind of thing?
Oh, no. It's a story, and it's very much kind of in the vein of Quantum Leap. If you like Quantum Leap, this could be kind of like the British version of Quantum Leap, only he doesn't enter anyone's body. He just happens to be able to go anywhere in space and time using a blue police box.
I like movies where somebody enters somebody's body.
Yeah.
Well, the Day of the Doctor was the 50th anniversary episode, and it did air on November 23rd. Now it's only December 10th, not even a month, and you can get it on Blu-ray 3D, and on standard definition DVD. So that is all available today. And last but not least...
Good job for a guy freezing to death out in the cold whose butt's freezing.
No, my butt is numb now, so I've got a numb butt, which is great. Did you guys know the movie Big? Do you know who that was originally intended to star? And who was, they were writing the movie for this guy. Do you know who the original star of Big was supposed to be?
Yeah,
it's got to be somebody older, because Tom had this a long time ago. So think of somebody who would have been about his age back then. I don't have a clue.
I can't remember.
The answer would be Robert De Niro.
Come on.
Really?
No joke. Robert De Niro was supposed to be the star of the movie Big, and things fell through. Tom Hanks jumped in, and there you go. I mean, if I remember my history correctly, Tom Hanks was nominated for an Academy Award for his performance in Big.
I think you may be right.
Yeah. The reason I bring this up is because for the first time ever on Blu-ray, and honestly, there's a lot of stuff going on in the movie Big. And if you really think about it, there's some really weird, jacked-up stuff that happens. If you consider the fact that he's just a little kid the whole movie, and the action that goes down, but it's still considered a very good kids movie, so if your kid's never seen it, maybe give it a spin. Movie Big, out on Blu-ray, first time ever today.
Hey, the guy who was the store man, or something, Robert Loggia, is he still alive?
Robert Loggia.
Is he still alive?
Last I checked, I thought he was still alive. I can't remember the last thing I saw the guy in.
It's been a while.
Like Independence Day.
Yeah, he's still alive, 83.
Wow. He's one of those guys you forget about when you think about actors who've had lots of work over the years.
Yeah.
Robert Loggia.
You know, when I was growing up, I always kind of thought of him as like, if you can't get Gene Hackman, just get Robert Loggia.
Exactly. Perfect.
Yeah, he's a poor man's Gene Hackman.
That's right.
All right, I'm out, guys. I will see and hear you later on Friday. I'm Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Good day.
Joe Hipperson calling from somewhere wearing a big parka that partially obscured the microphone of the phone because he probably has the hood up. Freezing to death, brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Bill Cleveland will be along very shortly. There's a story on STL Today, which is the website, of course, for the Post-Dispatch. And remember what I've always told you, and I tell my kids this, and I stand by this. Not much good happens after midnight if you're out,
right?
Especially one to see the White Castle stabbing story.
No.
This guy goes into a White Castle early yesterday morning, early this morning, because it was about, when I tell you the time, 3:50 this morning.
Oh.
And he goes in with a beer, and this is according to the story as it's printed. And an employee asks him to leave. I guess you can't bring a beer into White Castle. So a customer decides to step in and, defend the employee, the worker. Big mistake. First mistake, maybe going at 3:50 in the morning. But he gets in. And so the bad guy, the guy who had the beer, stabs the customer in the head.
Oh.
Whoa.
57-year-old guy, here's some advice. One, don't go to those places in that part of town, South Broadway, at 3:50 in the morning. And if you do go in and you see there's an altercation with a guy with a beer, maybe just back out the door, get out of the way. Don't be a hero. That would be my advice. So they're looking. The guy got away. They're looking for the guy. When you get stabbed in the head, that's a bad stabbing.
Yeah.
And you actually can't really get stabbed in the head except for a couple of places because you're mostly skull. So it's
right.
Just going to kind of
And what kind of person wants to stab you in the head? That,
and here's the other thing. In the movies, every time somebody comes up and stabs somebody, the knife just goes in. Really? There's a lot of bone, like shoulder blade. If I tried to stab somebody, you know what would happen? The blade would just break off. I'd hit a bone and it wouldn't work. But boy, they make it look like your whole body is just a big old hunk of jello or something when they stab people. So, lesson to be learned, middle of the night, maybe don't go into a place where a drunk guy is having an altercation with the employee and you're going to be a big hero. Don't do that. Bill Cleveland's on the way. First Community Credit Union's where I bank. I hope you know that by now. I'm proud to say that I am a member there. And you say, member, you make it sound like a club. Well, it kind of is like a club. You belong. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, for every account you open at First Community Credit Union, it costs you a dollar. It's important that I let people know that. It costs a dollar for the account. That's the price you pay. You know, membership has its privileges. It also has its price. You join a country club, there's going to be a fee. It's not going to be a dollar, but there's a dollar fee. And you're going to go, well, what's that for? Well, first of all, you can always get it back. But second, when you realize what you get from First Community Credit Union, you wonder why the fee for each account you open is not $100. And speaking of $100, I believe the deal is still on the table if you want to take it, where if you will move your car loan from wherever you have it now to First Community Credit Union, these are existing car loans you have somewhere else, get it away from the bank where you have it now, take it over to First Community Credit Union, and for that, they'll give you $100. They will give you $100 for doing something for yourself because you're probably going to get a lower rate and have a lower car payment. And how great is that? That as a way of thanking you for doing something great for yourself, they want to give you $100. I think that thing is still in force. You ought to jump all over that. And there's so many other reasons. This is a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. If you want to know more, you can always stop in, get some fresh hot popcorn, ask questions, pick up material, or go to their website, firstcommunity.com.
Time for a look at traffic. See how that's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Well, if you're traveling on westbound 40, things are really jamming up from about Grand out through McCausland. Got an accident in midway between 270 and Mason on the right shoulder, and that's causing traffic to back up. Approaching Spady out through Mason, and then you're heavy again from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 44, a couple little slow pockets between Elm and Highway 270. On southbound 270, you're slowing between 44 and Gravois. After that, a good run to 55. Eastbound 270 is pretty slow now. As you approach McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, heavy past the airport. You're also heavy from about 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And on eastbound 40, slowing now from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. West eastbound 5570, you're slow from 4th Street to Highway 64. And this traffic report is brought to you by Volkswagen Service Express. Volkswagen Service Express is fast, in and out, regular maintenance with no appointment needed. Dedicated service lanes and expert techs. Find Volkswagen Service Express at your local Volkswagen dealer. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers have won the SEC East.
Congratulations to our Cotton Bowl bound Mizzou Tigers.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
After ending the season ranked number 8 and champions of the SEC East, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl January 3rd.
Touchdown, Missouri.
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free. It's a great app. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
We are doing so great. Thank you.
Good. Good to hear that. Well, of course, the news of the day, the huge ice storm just totally gripping the country.
What?
In fact, it's now frostier than the reviews Carrie Underwood got for The Sound of Music.
Oh,
I didn't watch. I'm sure she was lovely. Well, an analysis by the website Slate concludes that Miami has the worst drivers in the United States. I believe the study was conducted by the group called People Who've Never Driven During Rain or Snow in St. Louis. The name of their group. And due to inclement weather...
Hold on. Edit that out. Edit doo-doo out. Yeah, we're not going to have that.
Because of inclement weather across the nation, nearly 3,000 commercial flights have been canceled since Saturday. Rescheduling is just an absolute nightmare. Right now, the best airlines can do is get you a seat on one of those Amazon drones.
Oh, I'll take it.
Look at that. Finally, this afternoon. Well, members of President Obama's Secret Service detail are being accused of having, I guess, some sort of a sex party at an upscale hotel.
Yeah.
Awful. I mean, with the financial condition of this country, they should be having their sex parties at a Super 8.
I agree.
And so, a Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclique Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
That's what the president needs now. Something else. To go bad.
Yeah.
Holy cow, is his plate full. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Laclique Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. American Equity Mortgage does not waste money. They've been on this show for 21 years, 52 weeks a year. Now, why would an advertiser be here that long? Because they don't waste money. They have dropped advertising other places over the years because it was not working. It was a waste of money. You shouldn't waste money either. You shouldn't throw money away. And that's what you're doing when you continue to make minimum payments on your credit card bill. You are unnecessarily, if you're a homeowner, just throwing money away. Why would you do that? I get it for a month or two or three or to get out of a rough patch, but there are people that make minimum credit card payments year after year after year, and they are wasting money. That's a huge interest rate you're paying on that money that you've borrowed, which is what you do when you use a credit card. You borrow money. Knock it off. You're a homeowner. Get a home equity. Well, actually, it's a debt consolidation loan, kind of like a home equity loan. Use the equity. Borrow the money. Get the balances back to zero. Whew. Take a breather. They'll help you do it. They've helped thousands and thousands of others. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Don't go away. 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They've got a deal. House and Senate negotiators have reached agreement on a budget for the fiscal year that began more than 2 months ago. ABC's Vic Ratner and